This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Le Bois Film Festival is returning to Boise this weekend. The event, which is locally produced, features films about conservation and the outdoors. Joining us live in studio to talk more is Holly Condy with the Land Trust of the Treasure Valley. This is the organization that puts on the festival. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, just tell us about the Land Trust of the Treasure Valley.
Sure. Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization that does open space conservation, generally from Mountain Home all the way over to the Snake River. And so we work with willing landowners to protect open space, and that's farms or foothills land, habitat, wide variety of properties.
And then your organization puts on the Le Bois Film Festival. So why a film festival?
That's a really good question. Yeah. This is our fifth year doing the film festival, and it came about, we used to host Wild and Scenic, and that's a traveling film festival that nonprofits host all over the country. 5 years ago, one of my predecessors decided that we should start doing this in-house, and she had a couple connections in the film community, and here we are, 5 years later, I'm running a film festival.
Who knew, right? When you took this job on, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work? I mean, going from hosting a traveling event, basically, to all of a sudden, you're going to source this locally.
It's a whole different ballgame. Luckily, we've had a lot of partners in the community, especially in the film community, who have helped us build up this event and to grow it and to make it into what it is today. This is my third year working on the film festival, and I have learned more and more every year about what it takes. You know, when you host them, all of the films come in a pre-package, right? And you just go in, you plug in your computer, and there you go. Your job is to sell tickets. Producing it in-house, I get to screen all the films. You know, we have a whole committee of people who decides what's going to show and what's not. And it's a really fun process. It's a very complex event, but it's fun.
So talk about some of the films. You know, what are, first off, what will this group of films focus on?
Sure. So we have about 20 films this year, and we have two shows, a 1 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. And the films are different at each show. Of those 20 films, about 10 have a connection to Idaho. Either they were filmed in Idaho or they were produced by Idaho filmmakers. Another 5 are from regional states, so Nevada, Montana, Washington, places like that. And then we have a couple that are international. They all have some theme of nature or conservation. Some of them are a little bit more science-based. Some of them more of a story. And they're all a little bit unique. This year, we have a lot about wildlife. So birds, birds of prey, bighorn sheep, mule deer. We also have a really cool film about pangolins, which are neat little critters. They're neat little critters.
What are those?
They're like scaly armadillo-looking things that live in Asia and Africa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that one's interesting. But yeah.
I would have thought like pangolin. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. See, learning something new every day.
Yeah.
So is there a film, since you, part of your job is to screen them, is there a certain film that stuck out to you?
I have a couple of favorites in this year's lineup. One is called Banking on Bailey. And that one is about Banks, Idaho. And an individual who lives there who's very prominent in that very small community. I like that one. It's got a lot of cool shots of the North Fork and kayaking, so it's pretty cool. There's another one called Golden, about a wildlife biologist who studies golden eagles and gets to rappel into eagle nests. And yeah, it's just a really cool story.
So what happens to these films like after this festival, especially the ones who have been locally, you know, produced here in Idaho?
It depends. So some of them will travel on and be screened in other film festivals. Some of them, we have one that was produced specifically for a client in the Wood River Valley that we're going to screen and show, and that organization will continue to use it. So it depends on what the filmmaker's intentions are.
We're talking with Holly Condy with the Land Trust of the Treasure Valley about the 5th Annual Le Bois Film Festival, which will happen this Saturday at Boise's Egyptian Theater. And I'm assuming, you know, this is a fundraiser for your organization. But is it kind of fun to be able to educate people through film versus, you know, walking in and giving a presentation. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely, it's a different way, yeah. You know, and we don't necessarily consider it a big fundraiser. It's more of a friend raiser, right? It just raises awareness about a variety of conservation issues mm-hmm. that honestly, most of the time are outside of our normal wheelhouse, right? It's very hard to have we haven't come across very many films about specifically conserving open space. There's just not a lot of them. But a lot of these issues are related. And so it's cool to be able to educate that way.
So you mentioned there are two showings at 1 p.m. and at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. What will those showings, I mean, look like? Like how many films? I mean, what can people expect?
Yep. So there's 10 films in the morning. And then, eight films at the 1 p.m. and then 12 at the 7 p.m. And they're, like I said, they're all different. There's not like a one solid theme, right? So one film might be very science-based and, you know, this is a pangolin and this is what it looks like and this is the problem. And another one might be, you know, a inspirational story about some person out doing conservation somewhere.
And you'll have other things too, right? There will be music and things like that.
Yeah, Boise Rock School is coming to do music before the shows to open up. And, you know, we'll have beer and wine and all the good stuff that goes along with that. We are plastic free this year.
Right. So talk to me about this. I saw that and I thought this was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I think it was last year we screened a film about a woman who paddleboarded up and down the coast and collected plastics. And it was really an inspiration to us to get moving on this. And instead of being part of the problem, to come up with a solution. So I've spent a good amount of time with my committee this year figuring out how we're going to get 750 reusable cups and, you know, have our own cup fleet and trying to get the word out. You know, I've got my Boise State Public Radio cup in my hand right now.
Because you guys do not do plastic, right? I know, and it's great.
Yeah, so if you've got one of these things at home, bring it.
So do people need to bring their own cup then, or will you have reusable? Because, man, if you get there and all of a sudden you can't have beer or wine and you have to, like, use your hands.
Yeah, that would
be ugly.
That's
going to be a problem.
Yeah, no, both.
Okay.
both, yeah. So we're encouraging folks to bring their cups from home, and that can be, you know, your Boise State pint or, you know, a past LeBois Film Festival pint, Tree Fort. A lot of these big events are moving that direction, right? So instead of using these single plastics, a lot of events are doing it. And so we've been able to work with a couple different organizations in the community to figure out a game plan to how to make this work.
And you still have tickets available for both showings?
We do. The 7 p.m. show generally sells out. So probably only a couple more days to get tickets for that one. The 1 p.m. usually is a little sparsely less attended. We'll say that.
That just means more beer and wine.
That's right.
So people can get tickets through the Egyptian,
that's
correct?
That's right, yeah.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We've been chatting with Holly Condy. She is with the Land Trust of the Treasure Valley about the 5th Annual Les Bois Film Festival, the Land Trust of the Treasure Valley. Holy
it's
cow.
It's a mouthful.
It is. Puts the event on every year, and it will happen this Saturday at Boise's Egyptian Theater. Holly, thanks so much for coming
in
today.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler, and our intern is Chloe Ball. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. And we need your help, all right? Tomorrow, we are bringing state officials on to talk about how Idaho is preparing for the spread of the coronavirus. Do you have a question about COVID-19? We would love for you to leave us a voicemail before 10 a.m. tomorrow. We might use your question in our show tomorrow. Grab a piece of paper, and I'm going to give you that phone number, 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. Leave us a voicemail. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Now you can hear today's program and our previous interviews on our podcast. Just search Idaho Matters wherever you listen. Thank you again for joining us today. It's Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow.